The Shemaya, we're beginning Harchakos, Simin Kuf Tzadi He. And the Harchakos are based on its earliest source in the Gemara, is on in Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We'll see that shortly. Interestingly, aside from that Gemara, there is one other source, and that is from Avos de Rav Nosson that I did not put in your booklet, but Avos de Rav Nosson and Perek Beis, they say there's something quite interesting. Ezeu siyog sha'asasa Torah ledvareha hareyu omer ve'elisha benidas tumasa, that there is a discussion achronim about the idea of a siyog d'oraisa. It's up from the Avos de Rav Nosson. It sounds like that this is a makar for siyog d'oraisa. That's a collector's item from Meivin Avin with Rav Yosef Engel. Veli shabi nidas to masa yochol yichab kenu v'inashkenu. I might think v'yar be'imad dvarim betom, that they could kiss and hug and speak dvarim betalim. Talmud loymar loy sikrav. So the fact that the Torah says loy sikrav veli shabi nidas to masa lo sikrav. So therefore. We learn from the pasuk that there is an iser kirva. From the mashmos of this Avos de Rav Nosson is that the harchakos are actually doraisa. That would be the mashmos of Avos de Rav Nosson. We'll come back to that point, bli neder shortly. But in terms of the Bavli, what we have is a gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Actually, a very very painful gemara. It's not an enjoyable gemara to read. Tana Devei Eliyo Ma'aseh B'Talmud Echad Shoshana Harbe V'Kara Harbe. There was a Talmud Chacham that died young. His wife is so dramatic. His wife took his tefillin and would walk around in the Batei Knesius Abatei Midrashos for Amlam. My husband was so learned. By the way, this is a writer of Nevin Sal's Mahalich that tefillin is directly connected to Talmud Torah as well. V'shimeish Talmid Chacham Harbe, right? Because she's walking around with the tefillin and saying, "My husband was a Talmud Chacham." She didn't say he davened well. It says he was a Talmud Chacham. Mitnei ma meis bechetzi yamav. She asked why? Why did he die young? V'lo ha ya'ada machzir dover pam achas nisarachti etzla voisam mesiach kolosam meura v'martilah biti biyamechni daseich mahu etzlich. So I asked her, "How did you act during the day of Nida?" She said, "We didn't even touch a small finger next to each other." And then, what b'meili bunech ma'u etzlech? Some rishonim get stuck over here and say maybe that b'meili bunech is going to be different than other days of tahara. We don't pass in that way, as Taisus points out. The Ramaskel mei bulech. Achalimi v'shasimi v'yashimi b'kiru basa v'la also da'at al davar acher. They were close with each other, but they didn't have any thought of tashmish. So, strikingly, Vamarti lo Eliyahu says, Baruch hamakom shaharga, shaloi nasa panim l'Torah, sherei amra Torah, again, like the lashon of the mission, the Avos de Rav Nosson, ve'elisha b'ninas tumasah lo sikrav. So, a very painful Gemara. And you see the Chomer of Harchakos. So, this is the source of Harchakos. Now, we need to take a step back. Last time I taught this 5 years ago, I didn't take the step back, and I'm building the shiur a little bit differently than I did last time. But I realize it's kedai to take a step back and ask ourselves, what exactly is the prohibition to touch a nida altogether? What exactly is the nature of that iser? So if you push ahead in the Beis Yosef and Sif Yud Zayin, take a look at Sif Yud Zayin in the Beis Yosef. So he makes reference to a famous machlokis Rambam and Ramban. I'm just going to close the door.
Could be if this was helpful, so I wouldn't close the door.
Okay. So there's a machlokas between Rambam and Ramban. It's not for myself, it's for Chas v'Chalila, if a woman would make a woman feel uncomfortable. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban that the Beis Yosef quotes in Sifkotan Yud Zayin, and that is as follows. The Rambam famously holds that Negiyah by an Erva is Asur min HaTorah. So that's Shitas HaRambam. While the Ramban says that Rasha of Lo Sikrav to an Erva, that only is a din, is an Isser Durabbanan. So it is a general machlokis. For sure, Negiyah is Asur. Probably in high schools, you shouldn't tell them. I know that might not be a popular approach, but I think that the moment in which you tell a high schooler it's only Issur D'Rabbanan, so it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. So then, but either way, however one's going to deal, be mechanech in the best way proper, maybe the best way is to do it in an honest way that could be mashpia the best. That would be the best way. But either way, the Rambam and the Ramban disagree whether we have an Issur D'Oraisa for Negiah. There is another machlokas, which we're going to spend a lot of time on in future shiur, maybe our third or fourth shiur, and that is the machlokas between the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch, whether this Isser Negiah, whether it's D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan, is only Derech Chiba or not. The Beis Yosef, even at the end of Sif Yud Zayin, in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, the Beis Yosef there goes so far as to say that maybe it will be usher to touch one's wife, even if one was a doctor, and even to treat her when she's in nida, and even if it's a case of pikuach nefesh. Don't publicize this. That was a good reason to close the door also. That according to the Beis Yosef would say that even in a case of pikuach nefesh, maybe it's going to be usher. Why? Because it's a bizrayu of gilui arayos, and we paskin, according to many Rishonim, that Abizrael of Gilu Arayas is Yehorig Val Yavor.
Abizrael of all the Gimel Chamurs?
Yes, of all the Gimel Chamurs. It's a Ran in Pesachim, in the second parak of Pesachim. I learned that. I now can vividly remember learning that with Rabban Spiegel. Anyhow, so that din, the Beis Yosef ponders. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef, Sif Yud Zayin, he says, Imbala rofe also mashish la dofek, hadefek. It's hadofek. It would be prohibited for him to take her pulse. The Shach, we're going to discuss. We're not going to get involved now with halach lemaisa, but this is just as a way of introduction. The Shach in Sif Chaf says, no, it's only Aser Derechiba. Many of our great rabbeim, all halach lemaisa, paskin that way. That might be a real difference in YU circles. For in Hasidish circles, I think generally almost all of our rabbeim follow the Shach that it's, the Isser is only Derech Chiba. It's only called Lo Sikruvu if it's Derech Chiba. It could be that there are some in Hasidish circles that are more Machmir, which is actually not just Hasidish circles. The Beis Yosef seems to go. Remember, the Beis Yosef thought it was a Shach of Yehorig Val Yavar. Yehorig Val Yavar, not them being intimate, but Yehorig Val Yavar just simply to touch Anita. Okay, so we have two different backgrounds. Number one is we have the Avos to Rab Nasan, who seems to even put it as a Siyag D'Oraisa, the Gemara that tells us the awful story. It's very possible that according to many Shitos, the Harchakas will only be D'Rabbanan, and it'll be D'Rabbanan Atu, they're going to come to the Isser of Nida. What's the chash that relates to all these archakos? So if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, we're going to focus today mostly on the Isser of passing. So if you take a look in the Beis Yosef at the end of Sif Katan Beis, and Kuf Tzadi here at the end of Sif Katan Beis, he quotes the Rashba, for Rashba min ha'osrim shekosav, lo yoshit miyado liyada. So we're going to see that there's a prohibition from passing. We'll take a look back on the Amud and see how that comes up on Yud Gimel and Beis and Masechta Shabbos, that he quotes what's known as Gzeiras Rashif, to pass from one hand, from the husband's hand to the wife's hand, Shema Yiga Bivsara. The chash is that he might come to touch her. V'chei Nachon L'Hachmer Afilu B'davar Aruch, we'll get to as well, that there's a prohibition. So what we have is something quite interesting over here. We have just that there's, according to the Avos to Rab Nasan, you have this new world called Harchakos, and the Torah made its new world of Harchaka. Or you have the possibility that it's just that it's a gzera, it's a din d'rabbanan, lest you come to an iser with the nida, which the Rambam would say that chibuk and nishuk would be d'oraisa, and the other rishonim would hold that it's going to be d'rabbanan, and if it comes to bia, then it'll be d'oraisa. I was wondering, I throw this out for you in the Beis Medrash, I was wondering if then what comes out is the following cheshbon. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the chash is that he might touch her. Maybe the touching itself is going to be usher. It might fall into the category of misasek, but maybe he'll touch her in a way that's not misasek. So that's going to be already, according to Beis Yosef, that could possibly be an Isser D'Oraisa. That could be, if it's not misasek, then it could be Yehorig Val Yavar. While according to the Shach, it sounds like that it, there's two possibilities how you can learn according to the Shach. One possibility is that the moment in which he touches her, he might come lidei bia, that's the gzera. Or the chash is that if he's so close to her, they might come to chibuk v'nishuk, which would be an iser d'oraisa according to the Rambam. But at the end of the day, this is the harchakas. What I'm bringing out is that according to the Ramban, the chash of the harchakas is pretty far off, because according to the Ramban, even being even physically being close with the sense of hana is going to be an iser d'rabbanan. But nevertheless, you have all these harchakos, lest they come, according to the Beis Yosef, lest they come to touch each other. But touching each other itself, according to the Shach, is not a problem. It's only a problem if it's derechiba. So we're going to need, for sure it's aser, even according to the Shach. So you need to formulate in one of two ways. One way is that they're going to come to, according to the Shach, they're going to come, the moment in which they touch each other, we're afraid they're going to come lidei bia. That in itself is the harchaka. Or the moment in which they touch, they might come lidei chibuk v'nishuk, which according to Rambam would be a smooth vart, that it will be a gzeira midrabanan atu the iser daraisa. Within the world of the Ramban, it's going to be v'amei v'nyavin a little harder, unless you formulate it like we saw in the Avos Terav Nasan. And that is that the Torah itself already put on that when it comes to Nida, there is this whole world called harchakos that you don't have with even with an Eishes Ish on the level of Daraisa. According to the Shach, there's going to be no problem if a person touches an Eishes Ish by mistake, by passing something to her, technically, Alpi Dinei Daraisa. But nevertheless, it comes to Nida, we're going to be more Machar. So the question begs itself. So why is it that you're going to have that Chumrah? So we don't have this in our booklet, but it relates to the line in the... at the end of the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, go ahead, fire away.
Just to clarify, we're saying that the Rambam aligns more with Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban aligns more with Shach. Like, it makes more sense. Because the Rambam is saying it's Midaraisa.
Right.
So he's saying with Midaraisa, the touching.
Right.
Which the
Ramban holds it's the Rabbanan.
I would say it's the Rabbanan because we're...
The Lav Dafka, you could say that even according to the Rambam, the only time it's Asr Min HaTorah is if it's intimate. If it's
no,
not...
No, he's not saying that. Is he saying Nagia is? Are you saying we're defining Nagia?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Uh-huh. In other words, there's room to argue. You could be a Machmir and hold Chibuk V'Nishuk is Doraisa, but it has to be Chibuk V'Nishuk. It has to be something intimate. But if it's not intimate, and it's just that he's touching her because he's a doctor, then it's not a Shailuva Doraisa. The Beis Yosef is such a Machmir. The Beis Yosef is such a machmir that I mean, it's a tzarech iyun in the Beis Yosef. How does a male doctor take care of any married woman that we have to get? We would have to l'chura address because according to Beis Yosef, erva is by definition even any type of chibuk that's not even even one that is not intimate. So that would be the tzarech iyun. Okay. Now there's another halacha that relates to harchakos, which doesn't relate to our siman. It relates to siman chaf beis in Evin HaEzer, and that's within Hilchos Yichud, and that is the halacha of the Isra of Yichud within Erva. There are many, many, many halachas about the Isra of Yichud within Erva. Just a little bit of background. There's an Isra de Oraisa for, according to Chachmas Adam, for one man to be alone with one woman. It's a big machlokas Rishonim, whether that's Doraisa or Dorabban. The Chachmas Adam has a beautiful chiluk, and he says that one man with one woman is a Doraisa, one man with two women is going to be Dorabbanan, also nevertheless, but an Isser Dorabbanan. And that applies to every case of an Erva. The Gemara tells us that, Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that they added an Isser of Erva. The Gemara in Kedusha only talks about the Isser of an Erva. But what happens if you have a single woman? So a single woman, once upon a time, was definitely not an Isser d'Oraisa. Why do I say once upon a time? Because once upon a time, single women would also go to the mikveh. They weren't nida because they were osik b'taharos. So a single woman could be technically not an Isser d'Oraisa. So they added an Isser d'Rabbanan after terrible behavior that men had perpetrated on women, single women, so they asked midrabanan men in general to be alone with the pnuya, even if she had gone to the mikvah. So that's going to be an Isser Durabbanan. So we have a general rule that there is an Isser Erva to be miyached. Okay, Nida, leaving aside the Lamdus, our great Rabbeim have a big Lamdus of whether Nida is Mamish and Erva or not, but Nida is definitely an Isser Doraisa. At the end of the day, Nida is an Isser Doraisa, and so therefore there should be an Isser of Yichud between a man and a woman. The reason why there is no Isser Yichud, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, is because it's pas besalo, that if when it comes to a husband and his wife, since they've had relations, then the Yetzer isn't as strong as it is as if they never had relations before. Of course, this plays itself out. We'll do early, now being Yosef doing Kuf Tzadi Beis, and that is Chupas Nida, then a case of where a man and a woman have not yet had relations, and they get married, so then they're going to fall into an Isser Yichud. Could very well be that that Isser Yichud is even more chamor than other Issurei Yichud, but that will be the Isser Yichud between them. So if you take a look, the Shulchan Aruch makes reference to this when he starts off in Sif Aleph, Chayv Adam Lifrosh Mi Ishtav Mei Tumasa, Ad Shetispar V'titpa, let's just focus on the Mechaber, V'lo Yischok, V'lo Yikol Roshima, Shema Yarga La'Avera. So the Chashash is Shema Yarga La'Avera. So then, in such a case, we're not choshesh in that instance. So I found this amazing rush with the help of Smichas Chaver. I was not aware of this rush last time around. There's a rush in the end of at the end of Nida. The rush says that the reason why, according to Avos de Rav Nassim, might be even the reason of the Torah itself, or Bepashtus, the reason of the Rabbanan, is the following thing. A husband acts mamish normally with his wife during Nida. In other words, every other erva is a person's already on guard. By the way, this is one of the hardest things that I had, and I hope to maintain it, of segueing from the yeshivish world into yeshiva university, was that there's, when you grow up in a yeshivish background, Being around, standing around and talking to a woman who's not your mother or not your wife is just strange. It's just like, I just become uncomfortable. But by the way, if it's helping a couple or answering a shaila and so on and so forth, that's a totally different story. But stam standing around, men and women just standing around, I feel like I'm out of my element. I'm just uncomfortable, entirely uncomfortable. And So that's the way it should be with an erva. It should be that the man should be naturally uncomfortable. And so therefore, yichud is going to be aser. Yichud is going to be entirely aser. But what happens? Your wife is a nida. And we said that there is no iser yichud. So your mamish, you're with an erva that's an iser that's similar to the iser of Eishes Ish, yet you're entirely acting as if everything's normal. So hence, says the Rosh, on that they put archakos. On that you have archakos. Mirtz Hashem, you'll learn with a chassan. A chassan will ask you a great kasha. He'll ask you, you're not allowed to pass to your wife, and to a foreign woman you're allowed to pass? So that's what the Rosh is answering. The Rosh is saying that yes, because with a foreign woman, there are already things that are built into the system that you're supposed to feel uncomfortable. Every moment that you feel that you're in any way, any type of yichud, that's automatically going to be aser. But with your wife, there is no iser yichud. They remove the iser yichud. So if you will, to balance it out, they created this din of harchakos. I'll read you the lashon of the Rosh. This is in Sanhedrin Lam Zayin Amid Beis. Suga b'shvashu shanim u'b'shvil shemisyache toderima osu geder v'siyag. It sounds like it's the Rabbanan. Sheyizkir lois nidosel. So it's a geder and siyag that was created. Okay, so that's B'siyata d'shmaya, the hakdama. Okay. How do we define practically the Isser of Kalas Rosh? So, as the Rambam describes in Perichof Aleph, Halacha Dalid, that the Shulchan Aruch was borrowing from when he said, V'lo Yischok, V'lo Yekal Roshima, and the Rama adds, Afilu B'dvarim. So here there are, to this day, there are different shitas within the poskim about games and sports. So if you take a look at Rabbi Eider's book, included in the Isser are games and sports, example, ping pong, handball, tennis, and he says it is preferable to refrain even from quiet games such as chess and Scrabble. On the other extreme is the Tshuvas Be'er Moshe. The Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, he says that even ping pong is going to be permissible. The Be'er Moshe writes, we're going to mention that shita in the context of throwing back and forth. The Be'er Moshe is in Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Os Hey. So he's matir even ping pong. I think the answer, it seems to me, la halacha, what I was makabel from my rabbeim, is the answer lies somewhere in between. Rabbi Eider is really quite machmir. I just want to add that I forgot which poskim I saw spell it out. Maybe I'll remember who spelled it out very, very beautifully. But one of the poskim spell out that when it comes to time with one's wife, during the Nida period is a time that the husband needs to give his wife the appropriate attention and so on. So to aser all playing of games and so on and so forth is quite overwhelming. So one needs to be mechalik between the following. One needs to be mechalik between those games that lead to intimacy and those games that not. It's beferish, the Be'er Moshe is matir when it comes to paying chess. For example, if you take a look at my friend, the Pischei Tshuvas, Shin Yutes, they just announced that he's a dayan in the, the leading dayan in one of the new neighborhoods in Ramat Beit Shemesh. So he, on page Shin Yutes, he says, Lo yischot lo yikoresh, mekan nilmot sheish lahachmir, shelo yitzlachek yachad mischakim, kagon shachmat. So he's quoting from the Shevet HaLevi, and the Shmeres Hatara, that it's going to be Usser. But then he says, Ach yesh kasul hakel b'zeh. And the Tzad to be Mekel, I think, makes a lot of sense when it comes to those games that would not lead to intimacy. All the posts can agree, for example, if you take a look at Rabbi Eider, all the posts can agree that those things that are clearly for something else. For example, flowers that are to show endearment, but are also the Kavod Shabbos. So even the Machmirim are Mekel. But I think one needs to be Mechalik, as we mentioned above, between those two types of gifts. But you should, if you will encounter that there are those who are even more Machmir than that. We mentioned that there is an iser to pass. Tosis quote the Tosis. We have it on the daf on Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Masechah Shabbos. We saw it in the Beis Yosef, and Tosis quotes it in the name of Rashi. It's actually quite mysterious that it's brought down as the minhag of Rashi by Tosis in Dibra Maskel Bimei. V'Rashi Hayinoig Iser L'Hoshet Mafteach Miyado Liyado Bimei Nidusa. That Rashi was noig an iser not to pass. And Tosis continues, Venira Luri Sheish Smach, Miseder Eliyahu, Diktani Amarla, in our case with Eliyahu, that ultimately indicted the couple. So he said, Shema Veselas Hashem and Shema Veselas Apach. Umiyuhasa Messiah Venegabach. But over there, maybe the chash was that, and it seems from Tanit Ve Eliyahu, that the chash was that he touched her, not that he brought it to her. But originally he asked her, did you bring him something? So maybe somehow Rashi learned that the Isser is even to pass, not only to touch. But Tosis says, the Pashas is that if they passed and they came to touch, and that was the Isser. Again, the Chomer Aveira, because you could read that they just happened to have touched, but nevertheless, that's, even Tosis would agree that that is going to be Isser. Now, there are two different realms within the Rishonim of how to understand the Isser of Hoshata. One way of understanding the Isser of Hoshata is Shema Yigaba. However, both the Badei HaShulchan and Rav Sabalovsky Shlita both point out that there is a Tshuvas HaRajba. There's a Tshuvas HaRajba the Badei HaShulchan and Rav Sabalovsky are a little further on into the booklet. Badei HaShulchan's page, Reif Samach Dalet, and in Rav Sabalovsky's Sefer, I think it's called Taras HaKodesh. In Taras HaKodesh on page 202, so the Badei HaShulchan is in Dibra HaMaschel V'chein Al Yedei Zrika. He says, "Ulechor Elfi Tamo Shal Mechaber Sheisa HaShatu Mepnech Shash Negiyah Lo Shaych Lachush Kein Bezrika." We'll get to Zrika shortly. You could sort of ignore that piece for a moment. So the Shita of the Rajba and the Chuvas, one of the Talmidim in Yitzchak Elchanan did a good job putting footnotes into Rav Sabalovsky's Sefer. So we have the Chuvas HaRajba, the exact Maramakum is Chelek Aleph. And I won't do the math right now, but it's 1188. You know, the Rajba, we have Tuf, Kuf, etc., etc. So 1188 in the Rajba, Chelek Aleph of the Rajba, will be Tuf, however it come out. Right, something like that. So you have it? You did the number? What is it? Tuf?
Tuf Shin Peches.
Tuf Shin Peches, thank you. So the Rajba in Aleph, Tuf Shin Peches.
Tuf
Shin Peches, thank you. Tuf Shin Peches. The Rajba there seems to say that the Chash is going to be Kirva. Okay, so there are two different ways of understanding it, but the Rashi said that it is Usser. Hence, the Shulchan, interestingly, even though it wasn't the opinion of the majority of Rishonim, nevertheless, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber paskins that way. The Mechaber says, Lo yiga ba'afil be'etzba ktana, v'lo yoshit miyada liyado liyado shum davar, v'lo yikablenu miyada, and he says, beferish, shema yiga bivsara, lest he come to touch her. So now, again, as I elucidated before, we have that question, what exactly is the chashash when he comes to touch her? Is it that the chashash is that they're over the yisr when they touch each other? Then you have to ask the question, why is that not misasik? So maybe they'll be misasik the first time, but if they'll find it meaningful, they might do it. They might continue to do it. So then that would be usur, even if it's not, even if it's derechiba, if they find it enjoyable, they'll for sure be usur. And if they continue to do it, that will be usur if they continue to do it outside of misasik, according to the Beis Yosef. But either way is the chash of Shema Yiga Ba. Now, the Ramah continues, and the Ramah says, "V'chein al yidei zrika miyadul yadul olahefach aser." Also, tossing things to each other are going to be aser. Now, this is a chumrah gabi chumrah. In other words, the Gemara makes no mention of this iser. We learned that the Tosas didn't like Rashi's chumrah, but at the end of the day, it gets into Shulchan Aruch, and then we have a chumrah al gabi chumrah. How did we, of throwing, tossing to each other is also going to be usher. How did we get to tossing to each other? So that comes from the Darche Moshe. The Darche Moshe, right, that makes sense, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have this in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah himself quotes in Darche Moshe. So it's Ois Aleph, V'kosa b'binyamin ze'ev, al osan amatirin la'atzav zarkim haftech, o'dovar acher miyodu liyodo, roi ligor behen. He says there are those people who allow themselves to toss things back and forth. He says you should protest. Doesn't actually say that there's an isser, but he says you should protest. So the Ramah protests. The Ramah says, aser. The Ramah turned that protest into an iser. So hence, we have a machlokis essentially between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. It's interesting that I did see that Chacham Avadia even mentioned that Kedai to be machmir lechatchila about this. But the Pashtus is that according for Ashkenazim, I found the Mar Mokom, excellent. In Tahara Tabayit, in Chelek Bet, Amud Sadi Gimon Sadi Vav, I did have one of those Amudim here, but I don't know, I photocopied only one of those Amudim. So Chacham Avadia is Meikel. I don't think it's on this page. Could be it's on the beginning of Tzadi Vav. It's not clear what he was talking about before. But either way, Chacham Avadia says exactly what I said over there, probably either the page prior or the page after. Chacham Avadia says that lechatchila, even Sfaradim should be machmir. As lechatchila, but me'ikr dedina, it's going to be mutter to toss. Okay, so that's the first step in regards to tossing.
Rob, in terms of passing,
Yes.
Obviously, we originally got a Tosfos got it from Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
And the two sides of whether it's for Nagia or for Kirva, right?
So I left, the reason why it might have been unclear is because I left it a little vague. I said as follows. I said that there are two possibilities of why is touching going to be Aser. Either touching itself is always Aser, which would be the sheet of the Beis Yosef. And that would mean that any time that they start, it would seem to me that the initial contact as Misasek, if he's attending to pass, and they by mistake touch each other, then it's hard for me to understand what would the Yisr, or potentially Yisr Daraisa would be. But the follow-up is that they're not careful. That in itself is going to be Aser. They're not Makbid.
Who says that in terms of passing? In terms of passing?
So that is Mefurish in the Beis Yosef. And in the Shulchan Aruch too. Shema Yigaba.
The Rashba then over there.
The Rashba and the Tshuva says that they're going to come Lidei Chiba. In other words, the moment in which they pass back and forth, so then they're going to come. They're going to start feeling very close to each other. So that closeness will bring Lidei Chiba. So it sounds like what the Rashba is saying is that you could formulate the Rashba in the following way, if you'd like. And that is that the way in which we remind ourselves that we're not supposed to be close with each other is we don't pass to each other. That would be one way of formulating the Rashba. Okay. So comes along the Badei Shulchan. Badei Shulchan says, aha, he pulls out his thumb. And he says like this. Both him and Rav Savalovsky pull out their thumb. Yibadu l'chaim tovim. They pull out their thumb and they say very simple and nice. They say, well, if the chshash is chiba, so then in such a case, then when it comes to taka, shkoach. I thought you were even going to turn on the air conditioner. I was going to give you a shot to turn on the air conditioner. So yeah, we don't need to do that. So when it comes to passing, if the chashash is they're going to come to touch each other, so when they're throwing, they're not going to come to touch each other, right? So therefore, it should be mutter. But according to those who say that the chashash, the Rashba, so then in such a case, the halacha is that's going to be usher. So you could learn that into the machlokas, mechaber, and the Ramah. The mechaber didn't say that it's usher to throw, because why did he say it's usher to pass? Lest they come to touch. When you throw, for sure, you're not going to touch. And the Ramah is going with the Rashba in tough.
Shin Peches.
So the Rashba is saying that the chashash is that you're going to come, that it's the hergel, it's the feeling comfortable, and that comes to the ping pong, comes along the Ber Moshe. This is a great Ber Moshe. I saw it quoted in Smichas Chavar. They have a short excerpt from it. Comes along the Ber Moshe, and the Ber Moshe says he was Ma'ayan how they play ping pong. So he says, what are the rules of ping pong? You don't hit it in the air one side to the next. It always bounces on the table. So it's not directly going. So that isn't a direct throw. If it's not a direct throw, so says the Ber Moshe, it's going to be mutter. The other post will say, no, that's too intimate. A game of ping pong is too intimate. So that everybody has to ask. Clearly, Rav Moshe was machmir, so that's going to be the two different stadim in the mechaber and in the Ramah. So again, what emerges is that if you hold that Shema Yigaba, maybe there's room to say that throwing is going to be mutter. But the Ramah is machmir. Once you have the Ramah's chumrah, so then there are lots of discussions in the poskim about different types of throwing. I mentioned the ping pong case. Interestingly, Rav Eider claims that even the Ramah never meant to go with the Rashba. Rabbi Eider quotes Rav Moshe in Chelek Beis, page 148 in the Sefer Nida. That's Rabbi Eider's Hilchos Nida. And he says, Shamati me'agramf, dehodi iser bezrika miyad liyada, besmuchim zel azad, de'ikal amigzer shem yigo zeh bezeh. So Rav Moshe disagreed with the Badei HaShulchan and Rav Savalovsky. Rav Moshe said, and that was a kula. Rav Moshe says that if they're a distance from each other, it's going to be mutter. What was the chashash of tossing? The chashash of tossing was also Shema Yiga. In other words, Ramesha didn't accept that the Ramah disagreed with the Mechaber and that said it was based on Shema Yiga. That even the chashash of passing is going, the tossing is going to be a chashash of touching. Yes, Shlemi.
So Revider is mentioning tennis, ping pong, handball, all games that involve...
Very good. So I want to come swing back there. Very good. You're right. That was actually my thought question. That was my next thought question. Very good. Because it's going to bring out that we've been learning two different sets of halacha. So again, Rabbosai, maybe you might have thought, and that's how Badei HaShulchan seems to say it. Badei HaShulchan says that the Ramah is going with the Rajba in the Tshuva, and the Mechaber is going with what he saw in the Beis Yosef Lo Yoshit, and therefore tossing is only going to be Aser according to Mechaber. However, Ramesha actually in a leniency says that the Ramah himself is only Chashash Hashem Yiga. If they're so close to each other, tossing back and forth, they're tossing, they might come Lidei Negiah. But if they're far away, they'll be Mutter. So then Rav Shlemi asks, so could you infer from Ramesha that Ramesha holds that tennis and ping pong is going to be Mutter? So the answer is yes and no. Mutter and Aser. What happens when we have mutter and asr? So then the asr is going to win. Because it'll be mutter for the first din, but asr for a second din. We've learned two sets of halachos today. One is the isser of kalas rosh. And that and kalas rosh is that they will come to an isser d'oraisa. And then there's another isser of hoshata, which is shema yigaba. So al shema yiga mutter. But if they're a far distance away. But Ramesha himself would aser the ping pong, asers the ping pong for the reason of kalas rosh, and again, that's more of a little bit more of a judgment call as far as where you draw the line. Now, Rabosai, I was working for a totally different reason. I was working on another shtickle Torah. This is the beauty of Amelus Patara. So I was working on a shtickle Torah, and it all fell through. In fact, you'll see that there's more handwritten, because I changed my mind about something that I'd said 5 years ago. If you look back at the Mar Mekomos, there's a Tashbetz, and I had a Shtickel Torah that I was chozer on today as I was preparing. But while I was looking at that Tashbetz and disagreeing with what I thought 5 years ago, then I saw something else interesting in the Tashbetz. Take a look in the Tshuvas Tashbetz, in Chelek Gimel, Simin Nun Ches. Rav Shragi Bamzer said that he was zocha to learn by Ramesha Tversky Zeich et Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha for quite a few years, and he said Ramesha Tversky never changed his mind. Whatever he said in Shir was gold, and he never was chozer. So the interesting thing was his great grandfather did change his mind. Rav Soloveitchik did change his mind. He would come, you know, there are very dramatic stories of him. There's some beautiful stories of the Emes Shabbat. Is that in shir, someone asked a question. One of the younger guys asked a question. Soloveitchik ripped into him. He didn't know what he was talking about. V'chulei, v'chulei. And then the story goes that the boy was at lunch and he was sitting by himself. He was like, you know, the Rav had torn into him. And the Rav comes marching towards him in the cafeteria and he says, "As you're right." And he changed his mind that the boy was right. And he came in the next day and he said the whole shir again, changing his mind. But that's if you will, within that Masorah, there's a tzarachiyun about whether that's a godless, that a Rebbe never changes his mind. But I'm just blown away by someone who, when he says shir, that's, he always get, you know, he never changes his mind, and it's 100%. So anyhow, there was something that I had in regards to the sugya of Hoshata and Zrika that I changed my mind about. And this related to this Tashbetz, but then I noticed something else, that the Tashbetz in Chelek Gimel Simin Nunches, he says two things. He talks about passing babies. That's why this Tashbetz is very famous. The Tashbetz is very famous about whether it's mutter to pass a baby. And within our great yeshiva, it's celebrated as a machloikis between Rav Shechter and his Talmud Rav Willig. So we're going to get there to that discussion, but let's see within this Tashbeit. So the Tashbeit says, "Ulahashlich miyado liyada mutter, to throw from his hand to hers, it's mutter. Shelo asru el al yedei chibur b'hoshata." He says that the iser between the two of them is there when they pass to each other, they're connecting. So now, what type of connection he means, the Tashbetz means, I don't know. But it sounds like the Tashbetz, you could argue, the Tashbetz is a third possibility. And that is, that's our contribution from Grus, Tafshin, Pei, Gimel, to this discussion, is that up until now in the Badei HaShulchan and in Rav Sabalovsky's Shir, it was either that it's Chiba, passing is either you'll lead to Chiba or they might come to touch. Here, there's Hagdar of the Tashbetz of Chibur. Now, you could learn that Chibur is intimacy. You could learn that Chibur is that they'll come to touch, but the words actually say neither of them. And we're actually going to see a Pischei Tshuva that brings up another idea, Yesh Ladan, about this, about what he means. But clearly, the Tashbetz is Mekel, and he says that when they're tossing, there isn't the Chibur. But if they're passing to each other, then a chibur is created between, a connection is created between them. It doesn't sound like Shema Yiga. Maybe it's chiba. It's a little bit vague. So I throw out to our base medrash what I leave open that question about what that's going to be. Along the lines of chibur, then you have this wild pischei tshuva. This wild pischei tshuva that comes up halacha lemaisa by Havdalah. Fascinating Pischei Tshuva. When I say wild, I mean fascinating. If you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkatan Gimel, so this is where he quotes the Tashbetz. But the first part is, let's start from the beginning. He quotes a Tshuvas Yad Elio. De'ein isha nida rashoi lahachzik ner biyada, kidei sheyishte bala tabak, o lechameim atzmo binerahu, o lahadlik menu ner acher. A woman is not allowed to light for her husband a cigarette. She's not allowed to light a cigarette. Now, I'll tell you how I would have understood the halacha. I would have understood that the reason why he can't light a cigarette for her is because that's intimate. That's something that's intimate. It's probably Asur Min HaTorah for her to light the cigarette. I went off on a rant in shul just a short while. Have I done this rant already in the last week or the last couple of weeks? I went off, I was ranting. I can't understand. You have people who are makbid on mahadrin. They would never eat, quote unquote, rabbanut, which is a chash, some type of mahadrin. There's certain chumras that are very beautiful. I'm into mahadrin, very into mahadrin. But they'll be over in Isser Daraisa many, many times a day. Vushmartim es nafsho seichem. I can't understand. I can't wrap my mind around. How could somebody smoke and be makbid on mahadrin? I can't wrap my mind around it. Now, once upon a time I thought that the teretz is that their rabbanim don't hold its aser. And then I saw in the Yated Ne'eman, this comes out almost every year, all of the gedolim in the Haredi world every year sign a kol kore that say it's an issur d'oraisa to smoke. Go figure.
No, but then a ton of them smoke.
No one in class A. There's
well, They used to.
Well, that's where Moshe said they were already addicted. They're already addicted. Derech Agav, they say about Reb Chaim, is that Reb Baruch Ber, that a doctor told him that it wasn't good for him, and the next day he stopped. Which is mind-boggling. That's Sipurei Tzaddikim. That once one is addicted, but I can't understand a culture that I can't wrap my mind around it. And every year there's a kol kore by all the rabbanim. There's one group that I could think of, Shlaimi, that what you just said applies to, but it's a small group within the yeshivisha world. There's one group, but outside of that, I can't wrap my mind around
it. If they smoke, should they also be mekel on mahadrin?
No, they shouldn't smoke, and they should be machmer on mahadrin.
Okay,
so Pischei Tshuva and Sifkatan Beis says, what's his raya that it's aser? Take a look at his raya. V'raya mi mishna yiral perakei de machshirin isha shahay yodeh upir shahay fisha hahevel michaber. The Mishnah in machshirin speaks about a woman who heats up, who puts her hands that are hot next to a food item. And the halacha is, it's considered chibur for tumah l'tahara. So let's say the food is tameh, and her hands are heating up from the food, or her hands are tame, and it's coming in the context of food, or she has shemen on her hands. There are many different cases that we'll leave aside. You look up the Mishnah for the examples. But the bottom line is, it's considered a chibur. In other words, he says, it's a chibur between the husband and the wife. So here's my chiddush as of today. I told you I changed my mind from my chiddush of 5 years ago. Maybe I would imagine that 2 years from now, I might change something I said today again also. But here's what emerges today. This, I always thought that he's just bringing a raya from Machshirim that's considered a chibur, but I didn't understand what's the issue of chibur. So I always thought that this halacha was really based on intimacy, that's something intimate that a couple would do for each other. But now I'm thinking no. I'm thinking that according to both the Tshuvas Yad Eliyo and the Tashbates, there's this din, you use halachic principles of chibur. And that there's a halachic principle of chibur. By the way, in Tumah V'Tahara, you do have this idea of chibur sometimes. Like, what happens if you have something that's metal, and you have people that are holding on to the metal? The metal is a chibur between the two. Metal conducts heat, and metal conducts Tumah V'Tahara as well. So maybe there is such an idea that there's a separate din called chibur. Not part of intimacy, not part of Shema Yiga and so on, but that would be in the Tashbates. But that I'm not sure about. That I reserve the right to change my mind about, but it is striking that you do have this concept of chibur. Bottom line is that to light something would be usur for the other one. Now, we said it's already usur to smoke, so when would there be lighting? So first of all, there are other things to light. They're doing a barbecue and so on. So using the fire might be an isur. Ad kidei kach, if you take a look, Moreno or Rav Shechter Shlita.
In what context of a barbecue would that be an issue?
Let's take Rav Shechter's example and then we'll come back to the barbecue. He says as follows. Number 307 in the halachic rulings of my Rosh Kollel. When the wife is a nida, the husband and wife should be stringent not to light the Avdolah candle, which the other spouse is holding. And then he says, and not to smell the psamim, which the other spouse is holding. So that might be coming from this Yad Eliyo, that there's a chibur that's created with, obviously the besamim is a different story. There are two different halachas. But if she, so in this case, who's holding what? Doesn't tell us who's holding what. But let's say usually the husband's holding the kos, and the wife will be holding the Havdalah candle. Rabbi Braunschweigel Zatzal was very strong in not mixing up men and women's roles. So the man is doing the Havdalah and the woman is holding the Havdalah candle, and not the inverse. And so in that case, so if the husband, now she's holding a candle, the husband's lighting the match to light the candle, so that would be usur according to this Yad Eliyahu. So the same thing, let's give a barbecue case, would be that he's striking a match and she's holding something to catch the fire from the match at the barbecue. She's holding some type of coal or something like that. In Israel, they have these certain things that help the fire light. So that would be an example of that. So that would be that Isser. Okay. So that is in regards to this fashioning Tashbates about Chibur and Chibur through heat, and that Halacha Lemaisa from Rav Shechter that many people are not aware of. The big issue is not so much the Avdolah candle, it's not the barbecue, it's definitely not smoking, Baruch Hashem, but the biggest issue is in regards to passing. Most things, you pass the phone, you put the phone down. But the biggest issue is with babies. So what does one do in terms of passing a baby? That has two anafim to it. One is anaf of that it could be chas v'chalila dangerous, which we're going to see, of putting a baby down, let's say, on the table, the chas v'chalila baby could fall. That's Rav Willig Shlita when he's makel. In terms of passing babies, that's one of his things. He says why he's being makel, because he thinks that his kula will ultimately assure that no baby will fall chas v'chalila in a way that the baby could get hurt. And then the other issue is that sometimes people are uncomfortable showing their nidus in public. So this is the classic case that comes up is with Kvater. Now, Ramosha has a tshuva, Kedarko B'Kodesh. Ramosha is consistent both in Hilchos Muktzah and Hilchos Nidah. In Hilchos Muktzah, Ramosha, someone asked Ramosha, Shailan said, is it considered Lutzorech Mekomo for me to move a hammer that's sitting in the living room when guests are coming over? So Ramosha says, what type of Tzorech Makom is it? So the person says, well, I'm embarrassed that the hammer is sitting. So Ramesha says, you should be proud that you're keeping halacha. You explain to the guest that the hammer is there because you're keeping halacha. So Ramesha Lashitasa says the same thing quoted by Rabbi Eider. He says, I don't understand what people are embarrassed about, that they're keeping halachas of Nida. That he doesn't think is something that would be embarrassing. That was Ramesha's.
Doesn't he quote that Huxa Bishrim said that they used to wear it?
That's right. Once upon a time, now there's a simple riot today that we don't do it today, right? But that's objectively, it's definitely a riot. So let's deal with both questions. So there's a Pischei Tshuva on this, a fascinating Pischei Tshuva as well. This is reward, Rabosai, for doing Kuf Pei Tes and Kuf Tzadi. Now you get all the fun shilas without having to work through hard cheshbonos. No hard shot. We've done, this is our first year ever that we haven't done a shachar etaz. Everything's just cheerful topics. Okay. Cheerful until you're stuck in the place where you have to pass your wife something and not sure what to do. So that's why we're doing this. All right. So it says where do we have this? In Siv Gimel, we have the same Tashbates. That same Tashbates. The Tashbates. Let's see. First quote in how it's quoted in the Pischei Tshuva. The mutter litol miyada hatinok mishum dechay noses atzmo. Vihi eina osa klum el hatinok atzmo hu yotzi michik imo uba el aviv. That the child goes out on its own. So first of all, let's explain this term chay noses atzmo. The Gemara tells us that a toddler, not a infant, but a toddler moves around on its own. That even the father doesn't fully, this way I would explain it based on Rishonim over there, that a father doesn't entirely carry the baby on its own, a toddler on its own. He moves around, he shifts his weight, he helps the father in carrying him. It's true the father is carrying him, but the father's not entirely carrying him. That would be one way of explaining the din of Chai Nose as Atzvo. In contrast to an infant is live, dead weight. The infant is not moving around, and therefore you don't have the heter of chai nose es atzmo. If you look back in the language of the Tashbates just says, managed the line before, v'lito miyada atinuk nir shemutter dechai nose es atzmo. The Tashbates just says, as we said, the chai is nose es atzmo, it's going to be mutter. So the shita of the Tashbates is that passing a baby is going to be mutter. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says this flag on the play. He says that this usage of Chai Nosei Es Atzmo is an incorrect usage of Hilchos Shabbos. He says, Ayin Pischa, this is an Os Hey. It's a little rubbed out. Hey of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's on the right column. In your booklet, about 10 lines from the bottom, Ayin Pischei Tshuva Shem Tashbates V'Temehani Eze Inyan Hu L'Chai Noseh Es Atzmo. What does in the world does this have to do with Chai Noseh Es Atzmo? What is the Aruch HaShulchan saying? The Aruch HaShulchan is saying like this. He's saying, if the Chshash is Shema Yiga, if the Chshash is Kirva, at the end of the day, you'll have a Chshash of Shema Yiga, you're going to have the Chshash of Kirva. So why are you bringing Hilcha Shabbos Chai Noseh Es Atzmo? It's not the normal way to carry. Who cares? That's not the normal way to carry. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's taina. Now, the truth is, if you have just the Tashbates, I hear why he's saying it. All he says is that's near Shemut Chai Noseh Es Atzmo. But I think the Pischei Tshuva was already trying to answer the question of the Aruch HaShulchan. And I actually like the Pischei Tshuva. This is the way my Rabbeim said it. Take a look at the Pischei Tshuva again. The Pischei Tshuva says, what does Chai Noseh Es Atzmo mean? That the child abets, if the child abets, the parent in making the move. When I pass this to my wife, it requires all of my energy to pass it to her. However, a baby that wants to go from his father to his mother, that's how it usually works, right? Unfortunately, to the chagrin of our spouses sometimes. My wife says the one exception was my youngest child. But usually the way it works is that the baby wants to go to the mother. So when if the father is passing it to the mother, so usually then the baby, when it reaches the stage of toddler, reaches out on the other side. So then that's what he means, chaynoses atzma. That just like chaynoses atzma, the child moves around as it wants to in the father's arms, so too, the Pisrei Tshuva Kamat says this, the child will lunge might be too strong a word, but will move in the direction of the mother, and then it's going to be mutter. Now, according to the Svara, it really would only be if the child wants to move in that direction. If the child doesn't want to move in that direction, maybe you could be a fact bake, or you say no, or you say that since the child has its mind of its own, it's very, very different than passing in general. It works well if the child wants to go to the mother. Some husband's going to come home and going to say to his wife, you see, in Hilchos Nida, I'm allowed to pass to you, but you're not allowed to pass to me if the baby always likes to go to her. So that's not what we're saying, but the fundamental svara is the Pisrei Tshuva svara. So I thought that was a very gishmaka defense for the Aruch HaShulch, for the Pisrei Tshuva psak. It should be noted that Moreno Rav Shechter does not go with this. I note that there is a machlokas between Rav Shechter and Rav Willig, at least in the book.
Rabbi, this is only toddlers, not small. Not
that's animals. Right. And therefore, the Pisrei Tshuva himself points out, I think Pisrei Tshuva himself points this out, that, yes, he says in the Hemshech, that if you have a child, he says, interestingly, even a child who's chas v'chalila sick, if the child is not moving around and is just carrying a lot of dead weight, the child should have refuah shalema, but is not moving around, then he says it will be aser. He says a child that's tied up, I don't know what child's tied up, but he says a child that's tied up, it will apply to, and certainly an infant, it doesn't apply to, which brings us to Kvater. We're going to have to get to Kvater. This is not going to help us in regards to Kvater. But
baby that's sleeping,
Nechon. So although a toddler, maybe a toddler sleeps. I didn't think about that, but infant. Oh, we're about to get to that. I'll explain, Blina.
Everybody agrees that infants are not allowed.
What's that?
Everybody agrees.
In those cases, everybody agrees that's not.
So how do we practically do infants nowadays?
Throw.
the answer is that many couples put the baby down. Okay, but here was the machlokas. Where do we have it in the booklet? Anybody find it? Yeah, I'll look at my cover sheet. I'll tell you where we are. The two pages are 307 and 314. That on those two pages, 307 is probably Rav Shechter's Psakim. Yeah, we have it earlier on. 307, we have Rav Shechter's Psakim. 314, we have Rabbi Willig's Psakim. So over there, in 314... Yes, Harchakos is Rabbi Willig, 314. A couple may be lenient to pass the baby one to another as the baby is considered a chola. So Rabbi Willig Shlita has a new track. He says that the baby is considered like a chola. In Hilchos Shabbos, a baby is considered a chola. And he says in the case of chola, you could be makel on Harchakos. And then he adds, this is particularly indicated in light of the reality that couples take astringent sand may actually endanger the baby by placing it on the floor, top of the car, in a way that is unsafe. I remember hearing this from him as well. So that is his position. If I'm not mistaken, on page 307, Moreno Rav Shechter says that one should try to be machmer. Did I not photocopy 307? It's possible. Here it is. Sir. 307 is there. Yep. The leniency to pass babies to each other is very difficult to rely on. What's Rav Shechter referring to? Linnaeus Deity is referring to Aruch HaShulchan's Kasha. And for some reason, he doesn't like the Pisrei Tshuva's Teretz. And then he adds, regarding carrying a baby carriage, one should only be carried by the husband and wife together if there is a great necessity to do so. So he says, b'shas hadchak, you could be makel. What is this? Why is Rav Shechter only makel if there's a big necessity? Because if you take a look in the shach, in Sifkat and Gimel, we finally done our first shach of the day, that we said in the Ramah, v'lo yoshit miyada afilu b'davar shuhu aruch. Even if it's long, it's going to be where choshesh that you're not allowed to pass something that's long, one from the next. And the Shevet Alevi writes, even something that's heavy, one should be machmir. Rabosai, Lanias Daiti, this is one of those cases that it would seem to me that you should be makel in a case of necessity. If you have something that's aruch and kaved, and it's clearly not derechiba, schlepping stuff that's heavy, it's not derechiba. In other words, if your wife is schlepping something heavy, I think in such a case, even though both the Shevet HaLevi and Rav Shechter suggest l'chatchila to be machmir, Rav Shechter himself would be moda b'dieved, it would seem to me, would agree that b'dieved one could be mekel. I say could, I don't know if he would say should. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was machmir about baby carriages, but he added, he doesn't understand the following. He says in the Shulchan Shlomo, he says, I don't understand that I see that there are times that the women are the ones who are schlepping the baby carriage on the bus, and the husband is the one who's going to pay. He says the men are supposed to schlep, and the women should go to pay. So maybe you have a double problem, that the husband's not sharing with the woman the money, and maybe that's why he's going to pay. But anyhow, so Reb Shlomo Zalman was, on the one hand, was machmir, but kedarko bekodesh, he also said that the husband should do all the schlepping all the time. The question is, what happens if you have something that's so heavy? So again, if you have something that's heavy and large, if you have something that's small and heavy, so then ein hachanami, you have both the chashash of Shema Yiga and Kirva. But if you have something that's heavy and large, and your wife wants to move it, I think there is a lot of room to be makel. So there is this question that comes up with the baby, and then with the baby carriage, definitely berabim if one's wife needs help with it. So then in such a case, that would be mutter. Now, there is a fascinating Maror Malkum that I saw quoted that I tried to check and find online. Maybe, Reb Natan, you could help me or somebody else could help me with this, that there is supposedly a Me'iri. At the end, according to the Smichas Chaver, the Me'iri appears at the end of the eighth parak of Nida that says that Harchakos are mutter berabim. In other words, what would be the inherent logic of such a shita that I did not find inside? The whole point of Harchakos are they're going to come to be intimate. So berabim, they're not going to come to be intimate. That would only apply to those people who are knowing, as I would say, is appropriate, not to be intimate in public. I guess the Me'iri didn't dawn on him that there would be people intimate in public. But the Me'iri says that the Harchakos don't apply in that case. That's what's quoted. So that would be a very good sniff. Lahatir, of course, the Me'iri is not quoted by the classic halachic sources because of the fascinating reason that the Me'iri was missing for all the generations, not because the post committed anything against Chatz v'Chalila the Me'iri. But that's fascinating that you have such a Me'iri that would be another sniff to be Mekel. I would encourage, if I had the schus to teach kalas, I would encourage them to think about Ramosha's point very, very long and hard, that at the end of the day, there's absolutely nothing to be embarrassed about being a healthy woman. And everybody knows that a woman has days that she's in need on days that she's not. But one cannot change a person's emotion. My wife, may she be well, says a woman's thoughts and ideas are valid because that's her emotion. That's how she feels. Doesn't mean that's logically correct, but that's how she feels. So whether that's machlokas between my wife and Ramosha, I don't know. But at the end of the day, all of this has to be taken into account. Hayose midvareinu is that I think we've effectively defended the idea of chai noses atzmo as a heter, but that's not going to solve what we're about to get to, and that is a kvater. The kvater is the following: all in Yerushalayim, all brisim start out with a scream from the moel kvater, which means that there is an old custom that a woman there would be designated a kibud, where a couple would be given the honor of bringing the baby into the shul, and the woman would, generally the woman from the Ezras Nashim, gave it to her husband, and the husband brought it into the shul. It became known as a segula also. Actually, for the record, my wife didn't have children for three years. My son was only born after 3 years of marriage, and Reb Chaim Packer, who's a legendary Talmud of Rosenzweig, he, Baruch Hashem, has many boys. They're all now learning in yeshiva. I just met him and asked him, and he was mechabed me with kvater, and I think my wife became pregnant not very shortly after that. So in our lives, I'm not a big skula person, but it did, that's so fast. So there is it's associated with, generally kvater is often given as a kibud for people who don't have children. The problem is that sometimes the Baal Bris feels that he's giving them a special thing. He's giving them a skula, and then what goes happens is it boomerangs in the other direction. That is that she's a nida. So now they're going to be stuck. So again, it's a little bit hard unless you use Rav Willig's idea. Rav Willig says the baby's a chola, so it's well known that I think Rav Willig Shlita extends it even to Kvater, that he allows them to be Kvater. In fact, a very frum couple was in this predicament, and I said to them, one of your families is Talmidim of Rav Willig, so don't worry, even though you're very, very frum, Rav Willig was already matir to your parents, so the next generation could also be Mekel. I have to admit that, even though that's what I told the couple, I have to admit that it is a chiddush. It's not standard psak, but I think in such a case, especially if the woman was very sensitive, that she'd be embarrassed in public, and at the same time, they wanted the kibud, or they felt embarrassed even to turn down the kibud, definitely yesh al min esmach. But I was thrilled to see, I would have liked to have known this Chacham Avadia before this couple had asked me the question. It's not as famous as, or I just didn't know it. If you take a look at Tara Tabayit, Chacham Avadia, here Chacham Avadia throughout takes into account all the other shitas, a little bit less of his approach of you follow Shulchan Aruch and that's it. Here Chacham Avadia in Ot Tzadivav has the following brilliant Eitzah. He says, it's a very practical Eitzah. He says, what you should do is put the baby on two pillows. Yeah, have the woman walk in, the woman who's the kfater, she will walk in she'll walk in the Ezer Snashim holding two pillows, and her husband will take off, she'll be holding it, and her husband will take off the second pillow on top, so they never fully pass to each other. She never fully passes the pillow. He concludes, the Ashkenazim, Achenu Ashkenazim, are still machmir, but he has that suggestion. I would have liked to have known that suggestion. I would have given that suggestion. I like that. It's a simple, practical solution. Okay, it's already 4:20. Even though these are fun topics, maybe we'll just stop here. And Amir Tzer Shem, next time, pick up. I just want to make sure that we've gotten through everything. We did Zrikas Chafatzim. Right. Well, one thing was in regards to throwing. Let's just do the Piskei Tshuva Sifkat and Dalet. Definitely we should do that. The Piskei Tshuva Dalet says as follows. Two parts. First, in regards to throwing, let's go backwards. The second half of the Piskei Tshuva says, he has an interesting heter. If your wife's a good ball player, this depends on your wife's sports abilities. He says, if your wife is a good ball player, he says, you could toss it up and not toss it directly to her and have her snatch it from the air. So, by the way, this mahalach seems to be closer to the idea that it's about throwing to her creates chiba, but if he just throws it to the air and she snatches it, so that is not going to be chiba. That's what he seems to be driving at. What's that?
La fuke, tossing something, or it goes up and then comes back down?
Right. So that would be an interesting question. What happens if he uses gravity, but it lands directly to her? It seems the whole idea seems to be that he's not tossing it to her, that he's just tossing it to the air and that she's snatching it.
He's off Ashkenazim.
This is all for Ashkenazim. Okay? Yehuda's just laughing at us. Yeah, and Echanami. It's all. It's just for.
Right section, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So okay. Right. So that's the second part of the Piskei Tshuva. The first part of the Piskei Tshuva, he says, by the way, another iser, he says, is what about blowing? This is not uncommon. Is that a woman finds that her husband has dirt on his clothing. So what does a wife do? She will take off the dirt off of her husband's garment. So the discussion is, what about blowing the dirt off? So he says, that neficha is going to be also aser. And he brings a raya from Ksubis Kuf Hei Amad Al. So that's bottom line as well. And interestingly, in Hilchas Muktzah, you are allowed to blow. It's not considered tiltal. But I think the answer is that even though it's not considered tiltal, it's an expression of intimacy as well. So therefore, that should not be done. Okay, we got to the next si'if. And the next si'if we're going to be discussing the Isser of Achila B'yachad. In other words, just to sort of put things in context again, we had the Isser Kalas Rosh from the Rambam. That was our first Isser. And then what we spent a lot of time talking about was Hoshata and whether Zrika falls into that category. And then Mirtz Hashem, next time, we'll get into an entirely new sugya, and that's the Isser of them sitting and eating together and the parameters of that with Dinei Heker. Rav Natan and I last year learned the halachos of Heker in regards to Basar B'chalav. And so here's a great example in halacha where you have the Heker by Basar B'chalav that comes together with Hilchos Nida. Yeah.
The reason that the time of the lady goes to the mikvah is supposed to be private, that's more of a Kenyan's concern than when people know when she's in Nida?
Correct. Because the reason why there's a custom, the question is whether that's mefurish lahalacha, but there definitely is an old custom to keep it private. I think that's because that it leads to intimacy. In contrast to Nida, that doesn't... In other words, it's not the fact...
It's not an idea that nobody should know where you're holding everything.
That's right. I think that, according to Ramesha, that's a fallacy. Right. Right. I think there are many, many girls out there that think that's the right way. Ramesha held that was a fallacy.
What's the fallacy?
The fallacy is there is a tradition that when a woman is going to a mikvah, not to share the information with others, even with other women. Although there are instances where she has to go on Friday night and Matzah Shabbos, that would tell her to share with your mother, if it'll make it easier. If she's eating by her mother and she's comfortable sharing it with her mother, then it's... But in general, there's a custom... Right, correct. Ramosha would be fine with that. Ramosha would be fine with that. But there is an old tradition not to share when you're going to mikvah. And the reason for that is it's as if someone's publicizing that they're going to be intimate in the next 24, 48 hours. So that's the custom. But in regards to Ramosha, will say that's in regards to intimacy. But that has nothing to do with Nida, the fact that she's a Nida. Everybody knows. But for some women, it's uncomfortable.
I've heard it presented that way. We'll say that, like, generally, wherever you're up to in the month is nobody's business.
So you have to tell them. Yeah. Chaim Eisenstein wants to know the chapter and the verse for that one.
No, it's more like this is their sheet, this is their time.
So
this is their approach.
Okay, they could quote me a Musar sefer. Yeah. It could be, you know, it could be a Shalom Bayis sefer. But I'm just curious where it comes from. From this tshuva, right? From this tshuva, Ramesha does not sound like that.
It's also a difference between broadcasting and taking every extent possible to prevent someone from knowing.
Right. And to be mater and
Isser. There's something that you have to get like a little ironic about, like, only.
They're doing this in the most subtle way.